Mr. President, distinguished colleagues, Lithuania fully aligns itself with a statement made by Ireland on behalf of the European Union and its member states. The adoption of Millennium Development Goals has mobilized the international community to act in the interest of health as an important integral component of overall development globally. The action based on MDGs has definitely contributed to the improvement of the health situation in the world. Most visible progress has been made in combating HIV, AIDS, malaria, and other diseases, as well as reducing child mortality. In Lithuania, for example, infant mortality has reached the lowest levels in the country's history ever. It is impressive that infant mortality indicators continue to steadily decline, even in a situation of recent economic crisis. On one hand, it is reflecting the balanced country's distribution of national resources, including financial policy mechanism, and on the other, illustrating very efficient international collaboration, in this case with the government of Switzerland. This experience is further on shared by enhancing bilateral collaboration with Central Asia countries, for example, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, and Kyrgyzstan. I'm sure you can find many similar inspiring examples in all member states of the World Health Organization. Keeping in mind the progress achieved, however, still a lot remains to be done, guided by MDGs based targets for the year 2015. For example, the levels of tuberculosis still remain too high in many countries, including Lithuania, demonstrating that decline does not meet expectations. This unfinished MDGs agenda causes uncertainty, demonstrating challenges for a global health. Therefore, health in general should remain one of the most important goals in post-2015 health agenda. Health is no doubt central for sustainable development of any country. Accordingly, we have to invest in health and to make sure that health is meeting countries' specific social, economic, and environmental challenges. In reality, challenges present now new opportunities. Lithuania shares the view of those who consider that investment in health is not just expenditure, but rather a serious investment into economy and contribution to an overall development and prosperity for all the nations of the globe. Among these new challenges for post-2015 health agenda, non-communicable diseases appear as a global health priority requiring for their prevention and control the involvement of entire society. Today, we have solid evidence base that not addressing poverty, social inequities, low education, unemployment, and other social determinants of health, and not acting now, there is little chance to expect that NCDs epidemics is controlled. Lithuania is convinced that what WHO guidance and leadership will play a principal role in addressing NCDs problems in post-2015 health agenda that the world is facing. One of the key approaches in addressing this health challenge is reorientation of health systems in the way that through universal health coverage, the continuum of health promotion, disease prevention, and affordable quality health care of those in need is assured. Lithuania at this World Health Assembly was approached by International Federation of Medical Student Association with a request to publicly announce their willingness to safeguard transparent and honest partnership between public and private sectors in health matter. They fully share the sentiments of young generation, which are in line with the view of Dr. Margaret Chan expressed in her opening speech. Lithuania, as an incoming presidency of EU Council, is committing itself to stimulate international cooperation with WHO and its member states. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Mr. President.